Want to know what's the word on all things pop culture? You've come to the right place. It's time for the Bronx Buzz. Stay tuned for all the tea from hot celebrity gossip to movies to music and more. The Bronx Buzz has it all. Your go-to for entertainment updates right now on 107.7 The Bronx Retro.
Welcome to The Bronx Buzz, your daily dose of celebrity gossip, entertainment news, and pop culture on 107.7 The Bronx Retro WRRC2. Two-time Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award nominee for Best College Online Streaming Radio Station in the Nation. The Bronx Buzz is underwritten by Big the Musical now through April 14th at Bristol Riverside Theater. For tickets and information, it's brtstage.org. Actors Emily Van Camp and Josh Bowman officially welcomed their second child. On Sunday, the actress shared with fans that she gave birth to a baby girl in March. She delivered the news in an Instagram post featuring a cropped photo of the baby and captioned, "Rio Rose 3/12/24. Welcome to the world, baby girl. We love you so much." Emily shared the news of her pregnancy back in February through an Instagram post. Several stars shared well wishes for the couple in their comment section, including their former Revenge co-star Barry Sloane and his wife Kathy Sloane, who commented, "All the best girls are born on March 12th," in reference to her own daughter. Rock band No Doubt reunited at Coachella on Sunday, nearly a decade since they split. Gwen Stefani, the vocalist of the band, came out donning a full 90s fit. Before singing their song Bathwater, Gwen brought out pop singer Olivia Rodrigo, who wore a tank top that said, "I heart No Doubt." After Rodrigo left the stage, the band finished off their set with hits Just a Girl, Don't Speak, and Spiderwebs. Earlier this year, Gwen shared with Jimmy Kimmel how excited she was to reunite with the band, stating,
"How long has it been?
Yeah, since we played with the guys.
9 years?
Tony and Aiden.
10 years? 9 years?
9 years.
Ah, that's so weird. I know, it's going to be amazing.
Are you excited about
this? I'm so excited. And I think what is going to be hilarious is I know what's going to happen. I'm going to get on stage and look around and just start, like, cracking up, because it's just gonna be like riding a bike. We're gonna be like, what are we doing? We're in the future right now. We're at Coachella. Like, it's gonna be bizarre."
Actor Ryan Gosling bid farewell to Ken with his own rendition of Taylor Swift's All Too Well while hosting SNL on Saturday. During his monologue, Gosling set the record straight that he has, quote, broken up with Ken. Ryan played the piano while singing the song. After putting on his classic Ken fur coat, Emily Blunt, Gosling's current co-star in Fall Guy, appeared on the stage. She informed the star that it was time to let Ken go, stating,
"Look at you, you're Kenning right now, and I hate that it's even a verb, all right? I resent that. Take the fur coat off. You're embarrassing yourself. Come on."
"You're embarrassing yourself."
The stars eventually joined together to bid farewell to both of their characters from the summer, as Emily Blunt had played Kitty in the famous rival film to Barbie, Oppenheimer. That's all for this episode of The Bronx Buzz, your daily cup of celebrity tea underwritten by Big the Musical, now through April 14th at Bristol Riverside Theater. Listen to The Bronx Buzz every day on The Bronx Retro, WRRC2, or on demand on your favorite podcasting platform at 1077thebronx.com/BronxBuzz.
We hope that you've gotten your daily fill of movie, TV, music, pop culture news, and more. But if you've missed What's the Word with the Bronx Buzz, check out all entertainment reports on 1077thebronx.com/BronxBuzz. Now back to the classic hits of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s on 1077 The Bronx Retro.